This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Story here out of Colorado. On Friday of last week, the Grant Parish Sheriff's Office in, Louisiana, said two Colorado men were arrested after attempting to use a cannon to sneak meth and tobacco into a federal prison. I never thought the word cannon and sneak cannon would end up in the same sentence. They're kind of loud.
Was that a bird? Was that a plane? No, it's a meth cannon.
It's flying meth. Look, kids. The sheriff's office said an investigation led deputies to learn that the suspects from Greeley, Colorado, planned to use a cannon propelled by compressed air to launch $112,000 worth of tobacco and $89,500 worth of meth.
Well, is that prison value or is that street value?
I think that might be street value. In prison, it's going to be a lot more.
That's a lot of tobacco and meth.
Deputies said that the cannon, which could shoot items 350 feet into the air, would launch the items over the federal prison security. It's a federal prison. You're going to prison, too, now. Security fence and
they
onto.
They should launch them into the prison with a meth cannon.
Here's your helmet.
The two suspects... 18-year-old Jose Munoz and 19-year-old Angel Gutierrez, both from Greeley, facing charges of attempting to introduce contraband into a penal institution and attempting to distribute.
Okay, I have so many questions. Had the meth cannon been successful, then no longer attempting to distribute?
Correct.
You have distributed.
That is correct. And I assume that would be a higher charge.
Now, was this like a potato launcher, or are we talking like, Civil War era, this thing over there?
You know, Sam,
it says compressed air, right. So I'm thinking like potato launcher.
I'm just thinking back at my long history of launching tobacco and meth into prison grounds.
I mean, you've done it many times, right?
Yeah, and we used a larger size cannon. This was not some T-shirt launcher or hot dog thing at the Royals.
Gotcha, okay.
Because we're launching multi-tens of thousands of dollars of contraband in. We got to get moving here.
I mean, you got to go big if you're going to be launching meth.
Yeah. So we don't have time for, here's one package. Oh, here's another. Oh, here comes another. We got to get it all in one shot.
Huh.
Get our cannon out of there. We got to get moving.
Uh-huh.
Love may be in the air, but is it in the workplace? Yes, it is. If a new survey of more than 1,000 full-time U.S. workers is anything to go by, American workers across all age groups, from Gen Z to millennials and Gen X, even to baby boomers, share their thoughts on how workplace romances are affecting their careers and workplace dynamics.
They obviously did not take the harassment training.
Clearly. From the survey, evolving attitudes towards professional boundaries have emerged across generations, though 39% of workers of all ages. Whoa!
Wait, 39% of workers of all ages what?
Have engaged in a workplace relationship Gen Z is most likely to date in the office. Some 11% of Gen Zers say they've dated their manager.
Oh, well, that's frowned upon behavior.
Now, that study doesn't say that they're actively doing it. This is at any point in their career.
Just as have dated.
Okay.
I'm not surprised by that number.
That drops to 7% for millennials. I do. That a manager would be willing to put their career on the line for a little side?
Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised by that number.
Wow. Man, this makes me not want to let anybody that I date go to work. 7% for millennials have dated their manager, 5% for Gen X, and 3% for baby boomers. Generation differences continue throughout the report. 45% of Gen Z and 42% of millennials say they have slept with a coworker.
Okay, but let me ask you this. If you end up getting married or it's not your direct report, does anyone really care? Especially if it's not your direct report. If it's like in another, let's say you work for a corporation, okay, like big C-suite type place, and you're in accounting and the guy you're dating is over in, I don't know.
Accounts payable?
Sure.
I don't know. 35% of Gen X have slept with a coworker, 21% of baby boomers. 24% of Gen Z workers have matched with a coworker on a dating app.
Awkward.
Something tells me that these numbers are a little flawed by honesty, because the old going out for drinks after work thing used to be a whole lot more common than it is today. And something tells me that if, when those drinks turned into 10 or whatever, things started happening for the older generations, if you know what I'm saying.
No,
what do you mean?
I don't know. Are you
would
saying
you like
that,
to expand?
That mayhem broke out?
It definitely did.
By the way, I sent Sam a text last night. We were listening to that one bit of the show yesterday. I was laughing so hard, I was crying. And it's at the very beginning when Sam first says mayhem. Mayhem.
It's so funny.
And you start a sentence and you just stop and you hear me go, oh.
Oh.
I got to be honest with you guys. I went back and listened to it as well because you reminded me of it. I still don't hear the difference.
Well, you need to get your ears checked.
No doubt about that. 913-586-7798. Our good friend Dan Weinbaum has the news coming up in 2 minutes. She is Dana Wright. That's Sam. My name's Scott. Don't forget to check out our podcast, the Dana and Parks podcast, available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to kmbz.com. We will see you on the other side of the news with Dan.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.